If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy to greet you on this Easter Sunday, 1977. Hallelujah, Jesus Christ lives again. We here at Worth Baptist Church are looking forward to the services today on this Easter Sunday as we commemorate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from among the dead. This is the day of all days. To me, this is the greatest day on the Christian calendar, the day that we commemorate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we would like to have you come and share it with us. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We will have a Sunday school lesson on the resurrection of Christ. In our Sunday school, we have but one textbook, and that is the Bible, the Word of God. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. We would welcome you to visit the Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church today. Remember, the starting time is 10 o'clock. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. The theme of Easter will be carried out through all the services today. Remember, our motto in the Sunday school is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. Our theme for this year is building for Christ as we build for eternity. We're in the process of building a new church at Campus Drive and Loop 820. We look forward to occupying those facilities in the fall of this year. We covet your prayers in these matters as we truly build for Christ, as we build for eternity. This word of special announcement, next Sunday, April the 17th, we will have as our very special guest, Mrs. Barbara Law, who will be providing special music in all services next Sunday. That's 1 week from today, on Sunday, April the 17th, Mrs. Barbara Law singing in all the services of Worth Baptist Church. Again, we invite you to come and share today, Easter Sunday, in the services of Worth Baptist Church, and we are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. It would be our joy to welcome you, your family, and your friends, especially on Easter Sunday. Some of you have been planning to visit Worth Baptist Church for a long time. This is the day. Come today, Easter Sunday, worship the risen Christ. Remember our schedule of services, our Sunday school at 10 o'clock, our morning worship hour at 11, our evening worship service at 7. That's Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street, in Fort Worth. And we would like to hear from you by mail this week. Our mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. If you would like a free cassette tape containing the message on Worth Baptist Hour today, it is yours by simply writing and requesting it. We will send it to you free and postage paid. Remember our mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. We shall look forward to hearing from you this week. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Hallelujah, Christ is Risen. I shall read from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 28, beginning at verse 1. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee for Easter Sunday, for the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from among the dead. We thank Thee for the Bible that gives us this account. We thank Thee that we have the privilege of worshiping the risen Christ in this hour. We thank Thee for the glorious privilege of proclaiming the gospel truth, that Jesus Christ, Thy Son and our Savior, lived and died and lives again forever. I pray that this broadcast would be a special blessing to every listener. We would offer a special prayer for our shut-in friends, our senior citizens, those in the rest homes or in the hospitals, those who listen at home, in their place of business, wherever they might be today. May this Easter message challenge their hearts and turn them to faith in the risen Christ. Is our prayer in His name and for His sake, and with thanksgiving we pray. Amen. In the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 28, we have at verse 1 these words: In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. If what I have just read to you is not true, there is no truth in all the earth. Men down through the centuries have lived and died embracing a false hope. Let us suppose for a moment that it is not true. There is no resurrection. And Jesus Christ is dead. Would you consider the consequences with me? If Jesus Christ is not risen from among the dead, we must abolish all life, because the Bible says, In Him we live and move and have our being. We must burn all Bibles, because the Bible is a false record. We must dismiss the cross as a senseless, brutal murder, and Jesus Christ as a helpless victim. We must abandon all hope of immortality. We must denounce our faith as a system of false beliefs. We must close the church because we're traveling down a dead-end street. If Jesus Christ is not risen today, we must silence the voice of all gospel preachers because they're preaching a false doctrine. If Christ did not rise from the dead, His life was purposeless, His death was senseless, His word is worthless, His promises are meaningless, and His blood is powerless. If our Lord Jesus Christ is not alive, our prayers would go unanswered, our sins would be unforgiven, and our future would be uncertain. If Jesus Christ did not conquer death in the long ago, we face total annihilation. We face absolute separation from God, and we face utter consternation in this life. If Christ were not alive, the sun could not shine, the rain could not fall, the earth could not rotate on its axis nor revolve about the sun, the stars could not twinkle in their sockets, the rivers could not run to the ocean, the flowers could not burst forth in beauty, and the birds would have no song to sing. If there is no resurrection, creation would be reversed. History would be repealed, prophecy would be rejected, and Christianity would be renounced. If Jesus Christ did not rise from among the dead, our faith would be in vain, we would still be in our sins, and death would be the end of it all. If Jesus Christ is not risen, we are eternally, hopelessly, helplessly lost. We're going to a Christless eternity. We are headed for an everlasting punishment in a lake of fire whose flames are never quenched if Jesus Christ be not raised from among the dead. But wait, are we so hopeless? Are we fearful, afraid, frustrated, perplexed? The answer is no. 10,000 times 10,000 times no. There is a resurrection. Jesus Christ is alive. And we are eternally saved. Because of His resurrection, we can laugh at death. And we are bound for the promised land. In the long ago, Job asked a question. If a man die, shall he live again? Philosophy cannot answer that question. Science doesn't have the answer. Education doesn't have the answer. Money is not the answer. But the resurrection is. The resurrection is the answer to every baffling question that the philosophers and sages have asked down through the ages. Along with Job, men have wondered, if a man passes from this life, if a man dies, is there hope beyond? Is there life beyond the grave? I repeat, the resurrection answers all these questions. The Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Corinth in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, if in this life only we have hope in Christ Jesus, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the firstfruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Thank God there is a resurrection, and Jesus Christ is alive forevermore. If I did not believe in the resurrection, I would quit preaching. I would quit praying. I would quit giving. I would quit attending church. I would quit reading the Bible. But my friend, I want you to know unhesitatingly, unapologetically, I do believe in the resurrection. Therefore, I will keep on preaching. I will keep on praying. I will keep on giving. I will keep on attending church. And I will keep on reading the Bible. I will continue to believe what God says, because I believe in the resurrection. You see, there's a great deal depending upon the resurrection. Your eternal salvation and mine depend upon the resurrection of our Lord Jesus. Our personal happiness depends upon the resurrection. I would say, hallelujah, Jesus Christ arose. Hallelujah, Jesus Christ is alive. Hallelujah, Jesus Christ shall live forever. He arose triumphantly from among the dead. He arose victoriously from the grave. He arose eternally. He arose bodily from among the dead. The poet put it this way, lo, in the grave he lay, Jesus my Savior, waiting the coming day, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph over his foes. He arose the victor o'er the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. The resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ confirms his word. It consoles his followers, it confuses his enemies, and it condemns his critics. His resurrection proves his indestructibility. Try to destroy Jesus Christ by water, and he'll walk on it. Try to destroy him by fire, he'll refuse to burn. Try to destroy him by the seal of the government, and he'll break it. Try to destroy Jesus Christ by putting him in the grave, and he will rise again. The resurrection of Jesus Christ does something for me personally. I trust it does the same for you. It confirms my faith. It thrills my soul. It bolsters my courage. It excites my heart. It opens my eyes, my mind, and my mouth. I feel that I want to shout it from the housetop. Hallelujah! Jesus Christ arose. I want to tell it far and wide. Hallelujah! Christ arose. I want to tell it again and again and again. Hallelujah! Jesus Christ is alive forever. He lives and grants me daily breath. He lives and I shall conquer death. He lives my mansion to prepare. He lives to bring me safely there. The resurrection tells us something. The resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from among the dead tells us that God is absolutely unbeatable. It tells us that Jesus Christ is absolutely unconquerable. It tells us that the Scriptures are eternally unbreakable. The resurrection tells us that our theology is unmistakable. Our faith is unshakable, our salvation is undeniable, and our hope is unsinkable. Remember the words of Paul, if in this life only we have hope in Christ Jesus. But our hope is not limited to this life only. Jesus Christ conquered death, hell, and the grave when he arose in the long ago from among the dead. The resurrection tells us something of our future. Let me ask you a question, a heart-searching question. What is your hope for the future? What if you died today? Where would you go? Where would you spend eternity? What do you have to hope for beyond the grave? The Bible says there are two destinies. One is heaven, the other is hell. Only those who have the living Christ in their hearts as their own Savior will ever go to heaven. All those who refuse, renounce, and reject the Lord Jesus Christ and His offer of eternal life will go to hell. Where do you stand? What is your hope for the future? Jesus said, because I live, you shall live also. Jesus Christ said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Jesus said, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Your future as a believer, as a child of God, as a Christian, is just as certain as God because of the resurrection. You and I can say with Job of old, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that in the latter day his feet shall stand upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Oh, my friend, that is the blessed hope today. And it is all made possible by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from among the dead. Do you believe it? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? Have you anchored your faith in Him? Have you been to the fountain that washes white as snow? Have you passed from death unto life? Have you been born again? Do you really know Jesus Christ as your Savior? Do you have the peace of God in your heart? Do you have faith to believe that beyond this life there is hope because of the resurrection? Have you ever opened the door of your heart and invited Jesus Christ, God's Son, to come in? Do you know that if you were to die today, you would go to heaven? You can know it. You can have the peace of God in your heart. You can be saved in this hour. You can be saved right where you are, just as good as you could be saved in the biggest church or the most outstanding cathedral in all the world. You see, God is right where you are now. And the resurrection means that Jesus Christ is alive and waiting to save you this very moment. The resurrection means something more to us. The resurrection opens heaven for every born-again believer. If you are saved today, if your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, they're looking for you in heaven today. Heaven would not be complete without you, because if you are a believer, if you have passed from death unto life, if you're a Christian, if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, your citizenship is in heaven. Your mansion is in heaven. Your name is written in heaven. Your loved ones, your friends are waiting for you up there. One day, because of the resurrection, you and I will be there. Jesus put it this way in John chapter 14 at verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. This can be your testimony. This can be your hope. Eternity in heaven, all because of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. I have this footnote, and I shall be through. The resurrection is the only hope that the world has in this hour. And without the resurrection, we're all doomed and damned and destined for hell. But thank God, there is a resurrection. Jesus Christ is alive. Hallelujah. Christ arose. As we conclude this broadcast today and leave the air, I want to take again this opportunity to welcome you to hear more about the resurrection today in the services of Worth Baptist Church. Remember, we are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock, the Easter lesson. Our morning worship hour begins at 11, our Easter message. Our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. In connection with our Sunday evening worship service, we're going to have a color slide presentation of the progress of our new building. This will be of interest to many of you. We invite you to share with us today, Easter Sunday, 1977. And again, we would like to hear from you by mail this week. Remember, you can have a cassette tape containing today's message simply by writing and requesting it. It will come to you free and postage paid. Simply write this week and request the tape on the resurrection. Write to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas, 76119. And until next Lord's Day at the same time by radio, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your family, upon your life, upon your home. And, as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.